Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Today, we observe a significant international day that highlights the crucial role of peacekeeping in maintaining global stability. 29th May is a day to honor the brave men and women who have dedicated their lives to maintaining peace and security around the world. What makes this significant is that two Indian soldiers, Lance Havildar Harbhajan Singh and Nayab Subedar Sujit Kumar Pradhan, will be posthumously awarded the prestigious Dag Hammarskjöld Medal for their ultimate sacrifice while serving in UN peacekeeping missions. This medal is awarded to military, police, and civilian personnel who lose their lives while serving in UN peacekeeping operations. It is named after Dag Hammarskjöld, the second Secretary-General of the United Nations, who himself died in a plane crash in 1961. First, let us understand the significance of the International Day of UN Peacekeepers. This day is observed annually to pay tribute to the uniformed and civilian personnel who serve in UN peacekeeping operations. The theme for 2026 is Invest in Peace, which emphasizes the importance of investing in peacekeeping efforts to achieve lasting peace and stability. India has been a significant contributor to UN peacekeeping operations, with over 290,000 personnel serving in more than 50 missions since 1948. Sadly, around 180 Indian peacekeepers have lost their lives in these missions, which is the highest number from any country. Building on this, it is worth noting that India remains among the top contributors of uniformed personnel to UN peace operations, currently ranked 3rd to 4th behind Nepal, Rwanda, and Bangladesh. The Dag Hammarskjöld Medal is a testament to the bravery and sacrifice of Indian peacekeepers who have served in various UN missions, including MONUSCO in the Democratic Republic of Congo and UNMISS in South Sudan. Now, let us delve into the history of UN peacekeeping. The first UN peacekeeping mission was established in 1948, and since then, India has provided peacekeepers to nearly every major UN mission. From the Suez Crisis in 1956 to the present day, Indian peacekeepers have served in various parts of the world, including Cyprus, Lebanon, Sudan, and Cambodia. The Center for UN Peacekeeping, established in 2000 in New Delhi, plays a crucial role in training Indian and foreign personnel for UN peacekeeping operations. Crucially, the principles of UN peacekeeping are based on three core principles: consent of the parties, impartiality, and non-use of force except in self-defense and defense of mandate. These principles, also known as the Capstone Principles, were formalized in 2008 and are essential for the success of UN peacekeeping operations. It is worth pausing here to note that India has consistently supported these principles and has been a strong advocate for stronger force protection, adequate equipment, and training for peacekeepers. Now, let us turn to India's position on UN peacekeeping reform. India has been a vocal advocate for reforming UN peacekeeping to make it more effective and efficient. This includes stronger force protection, adequate equipment and training, faster reimbursements to troop-contributing countries, and increased participation of women in peacekeeping operations. India has also emphasized the importance of mandate clarity and opposes mandate creep, which can put unnecessary strain on peacekeeping operations. And here is something that surprises many students: India has established a number of defense cooperation linkages with various countries, including bilateral training MOUs with multiple African and Asian partners. The National Defense College and Defense Services Staff College also incorporate peacekeeping doctrine into their curriculum. This highlights India's commitment to peacekeeping and its desire to share its expertise with other countries. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The International Day of UN Peacekeepers is observed on 29th May every year, which marks the anniversary of the first UN peacekeeping mission in 1948. The Dag Hamas Jild Medal is awarded posthumously to personnel who lose their lives in UN peacekeeping operations. India has contributed over 290,000 personnel to UN peacekeeping operations since 1948, with around 180 peacekeepers losing their lives in these missions. The current UN peacekeeping budget is around $5.4 billion, and there are over 70,000 uniformed personnel serving in 12 active UN peacekeeping missions. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers important international institutions, agencies, and fora, as well as India's role in the UN. It is also relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers security challenges and their management in border areas, as well as various security forces and agencies and their mandate. Remember this number, 180, which is the number of Indian peacekeepers who have lost their lives in UN missions. Note this carefully, the three principles of UN peacekeeping are consent, impartiality, and non-use of force except in self-defense and defense of mandate. With this background in place, let us look at the implications of India's peacekeeping contribution and its claim for a permanent seat on the UN Security Council. This is a critical topic for your mains preparation, and you should be able to analyze the significance of India's peacekeeping contribution and its impact on the country's strategic position. In conclusion, the International Day of UN Peacekeepers is a significant occasion that highlights the importance of peacekeeping in maintaining global stability. India's contribution to UN peacekeeping operations is a testament to the country's commitment to peace and stability, and its efforts to reform UN peacekeeping are crucial for making these operations more effective and efficient. As we observe this day, let us remember the bravery and sacrifice of Indian peacekeepers who have served in UN missions and reiterate our commitment to investing in peace. The significance of UN peacekeeping extends beyond the organization itself, reaffirming the importance of multilateral cooperation in achieving lasting peace and stability in a rapidly changing world.